How to live life ethically. And recently, Professor Dr. Jira Humladalom hosted a public seminar and launched a book under the theme The Ethical Power. On the more interesting side, Kunjira Sochinashod had a special interview with Professor Dr. Jira Humladalom on this.
On the 13th of December, we happened to book launching at Thammasat University, organized between the Human Resource Institute, the Thammasat University, and my foundation about the ethical power, where I write this book together with Thanwar Vajiramethi, a prominent Buddhist monk who is also a philosopher and famous person in Thailand. And the book concerns four prominent former leaders of Thammasat University. Start with P.D. Phanomyong, who was the founder, followed by His Excellency Praong Wan Waithiyakorn, followed by His Excellency Sanya Thammasat, and the last one, of course, Dr. Poy Ng Pakorn. These four prominent people have been recognized in many, many years, in many, many fields. So the book talks about the case studies of four prominent, the current rector of Thammasat University, Professor Somkit, former rector Chan Nong Yao, and the daughter Tan Pui Ying Wee Wan from Kromamun Narathip, came to my opening seminar, and also Tan Pua Vajiramethi also joined the seminar. So we launched the book on that day. Well, I think in simple term, if a person want to be in our society, first of all, he has to think about the benefit of the people of the country in general, and he has to be honest. What is right, he say right. What is wrong, he say wrong. So as a man of principle, like Mahatma Gandhi, if you remember, said that commerce must have ethical power. So you are commercial people, you cannot only maximize benefit of your commercial value. For example, if it's better to save money by put the water, the polluted water, into ocean or into river, then the profit will go up. But in the long run, the society cannot survive because the river become polluted. Or in that day, Ajahn Somchai Pakhapat Viwat also said, ethical capital or ethical power is not only good for the country. If we are entering into ASEAN cooperation, for example, even though the country like Laos, Cambodia, or Myanmar may be poorer in terms of GDP per capita, but they are more focused on ethical aspects of their people. Besides, if you want to do business with Singapore, for example, if you want to cheat them, expect to benefit from them by illegal way or bad way, you know, the business in the long run cannot survive. Look at U.S. economy during hamburger crisis. Even though U.S. is very good in innovation in many things, but the commercial banks at that time want to maximize return on investment, especially the banking sector. So they want to lend money to the subprime, meaning lend money to the less qualified customers. At the end, you know that when you lend to somebody who cannot pay back, then crisis will happen. You can see that the crisis. Okay, so I think ethical power is everywhere in any sector in Thailand, especially the young people who do not understand this ethical power and things like that. So I think the book will be to remind them that these four prominent leaders in Thammasat University, they survive not because they are smart, they are innovative. Of course they are, but they survive because they have the ethics in their operation, and they want to. So as a professor from Thammasat, I want to use this opportunity with Thanwar Vajiramethi, who is a prominent monk, to write this book, and hopefully I will be able to, like in this program, for example, to disseminate information more and more to the young people.
And that's what the interview with Professor Dr. Jira Humladalom, Thanikon Pingli, Radio Thailand News.